defendants in the Sockeye wildfire case were no shows in state court in Palmer this morning. The state is seeking a conviction against Greg Imig and Amy DeWitt, who are charged with 8 misdemeanor counts ranging from illegal burning to reckless endangerment as a result of the fire that consumed more than 50 homes in the Willow area. Imig and DeWitt waived their right to an arraignment late Monday. Their attorneys filed not guilty pleas for both. No victims of the fire appeared in court today, although Cherise Miller, a paralegal with the Palmer District Attorney's Office, says the state is trying to locate them.
Anyone affected by the fire, I need them to be contacting the District Attorney's Office so that they can be getting us their information. We're obviously reaching out, but it is very hard. We have been reaching out by sending letters. I think we're through about 30 of them, but this takes immense research because a lot of the properties were just wrecked properties, so there was no buildings on them.
Miller says restitution for victims can be ordered by the court up to 90 days after the end of the trial. The next proceeding is a pretrial hearing set for Imig and DeWitt on August 21st in Palmer.